Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to yet another chapter of Murder in Mirabar. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We hope that, as always, you are healthy, happy, and safe wherever you are, in whatever circumstances that you are in geographically. As always, we like to start out by thanking the fine folks at Wizards of the Coast up in scenic Renton, Washington, for making the Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition content open source for everybody. And yes, today is an awesome day. Tasha's Cauldron of Everything just came out today. Once again, all out there and ready to rock for your various Christmas giving needs for the D&D player in your life. We also like to thank, if we do have to go into any combat that needs minis or maps, the fine folks at Roll20 make that available to everybody. And also, we are all in our various individualized locations and coming to you over the Discord app. So thank you so much to those folks for making their service free and available to us all. And with that, I think we've got it. Cats on the cushion. We're here at the home base in West Olympia. And we're coming right in the middle of a big fight here, so let's get right to it. And here goes another chapter of Murder in Mirabar. Right, when last we left you guys, you were in a bit of a pickle. To take it back a little bit, Jamez and Court had a moment, and Court had told him some of the story of his childhood and trying to put the pieces of that particular puzzle together, though some of the story just created more questions, actually. Morden got back and used the brass from the summoning circle in Filnius's Sage Tower to create a small watercraft, metallic rowboat. And just to make sure that everybody's clear, Jamez and Helya stayed back on the pier and on the beach of the lake in the evening as Murdermead, Lastgate, and Moradin headed out into the water. And they cast a spell and figured out exactly where the remains of the boat that they are looking for were laying. But as they were trying to pull off their sort of neat little magic trick, dropping the chain down and using spiritual weapon to hammer the wreckage into the chain, they were attacked by a series of tentacles that sprang up all around them and were bashing on the boat. There were deck saves made, there were deck saves missed, and last we saw, Murdermead was tumbling over the side of the boat and disappearing into the dark water as Moradin and Lastgate fought to hold on to the sides of the boat. And that's where we're going to pick it up, kind of in mid-combat here. So let's see. Last attack was the creature. That takes us to Moradin. Moradin, what you got?
All right. So I know that I can do this in a very boring fashion by swimming, but I wonder if you would allow me to attempt to jump over the character, the monster, because I how far away is it from the boat?
How far away are the tentacles?
Center of the tentacles. I'm assuming there's a central body, which is a big assumption,
armor,
I'm sure.
Right?
I am still wearing a lot of very heavy armor.
Yeah, the sense you get of it's hard to know. There are just tentacles popping up. There's three tentacles that you can see right now, popping up around your boat, and you were hit by something that maybe looked like a tail.
Gotcha.
So this thing could be directly under the boat. If these tentacles are really long, it could be 20 feet away. It's just you're dealing with right now is tentacles.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm gonna, if it's right under the boat, it would help if I could see where the tentacles are, because I'm really trying to triangulate a central body.
You've got basically one off either side and one off the aft, one off the back.
So I'm going to head towards the aft.
Okay.
And jump into the water carrying the chains and attempt to tangle this thing up with the chains.
Oh, wow. All right, and yeah, you're going to sink really
quickly. Yes.
Okay, so Moradin jumps off the boat. So Lastgate, you've seen Rick fall off the side when the boat went nearly sideways up in the air. Now you see Moradin very quickly just grab the chains and kind of hold his nose and take a run off the back of the boat and sploosh, go dark into the water. Moradin, you are going to very quickly get surrounded by this dark water that does burn on some places where you are not armored, but it is not long before you haven't sank very far. Maybe you've sunk 10 or 15 feet under the surface before. Yes, there is a mass down here with you, and you are basically on top of it. It's big, whatever it is.
That is exactly what I needed. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm going to do my best to swim towards it.
Okay.
Do I have enough movement to get to it, considering that I'm sinking fast?
You've kind of just jumped on top of it. There's not really a get to it.
That is perfect. That's all the
news
I need
to
hear.
Jumped on top of it. Yeah.
I'm going to use my action to make a grapple check.
Okay. Go ahead and make a strength check there.
While I'm heading towards it.
While you're heading towards it.
I'm going to tap the rune that causes me to enlarge.
Oh, you're going big. Okay. So you are now a large creature, and you're dealing with another large creature. All right? So this is going to be a roll. So I would guess neither of you. Hold on, let me look at his stats real quick. Doesn't have any sort of advantage there. Yeah, so that's just going to be a straight roll off between two large creatures. So go ahead and make that strength roll.
So I got a 19.
Ooh.
For my athletics check.
Okay, let's see what he gets. That is a 15. Okay,
yes.
So you have grappled at least like probably a tentacle or two. What are you trying to do here?
Well, I've got him. I've got the chains. I've got a hold of him. I just did the math between my armor and my normal dwarven bulk and the fact that I just octupled in size. I now weigh 2,500 pounds.
Right. That was the other thing I was going to say is you are definitely now both being borne down towards the bottom of the lake. Like this, when you went large and landed on top of him, gravity is now taking its toll and both of you are sinking.
And that's all I got for my turn.
And that's it. Okay. That's a lot. That's cool. So legendary action here would normally be another tentacle attack, but Lastgate, what you see as the only person left up, well, and Jamez and Helya, you guys see this from Lake too. Tentacles are dragged down under the water. So what would normally be a tentacle attack for the legendary action here is just, you just see, shoop, and they're sucked down into the water. So now both your comrades are somewhere down in that murk, but you are not currently being attacked or on this legendary action by tentacles. Let me see if he's got anything else he wants to do. Oh, boy. Well, let me see if I can... No, I can't do that unless I hit. Okay, yeah, so I can't. So that's... No, my legendary action is not doable right now. So, Lastgate, what is... This is a crazy thing to say. What's the owl doing? It's the owl's turn.
The owl is going to... Oh, what does the owl want to do? The owl is going to... he's just going to hover above us for the moment.
Okay.
About 20 feet up.
Okay, owl...
Just stay with us.
Okay, owl is hovering up above. Yep. Let's see. So that would be another... That's where I'd put another legendary action, but the tentacles are all underwater, and the tail is too. So let's go... All right. Rick, make a perception check, Murder Mead.
Oh, God, why? We just acknowledge that I can't see crap anyway.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, God. 28.
Okay, good time for...
28?
Good time for a good perception check.
20. I'm bad at math.
Okay.
Hold on.
If you're over 20, definitely you see you're in the water. Maybe you're flailing a little bit. That reminds me. Give me a. I need a con save there, Murder Mead.
I knew it was coming.
Okay, I've got a K con. Ooh, that's 20.
Oh, okay. All right, that's quite all right. All right, so yeah, you're flailing around in the water, but you see kind of off to your left a shining lump just jump into a sploosh into the water, and before the bubbles are even gone, this thing gets huge, gets big, and now you are watching as the tentacles, the creature that you really couldn't make out, and whatever this new thing was that entered the water, but it's shiny and maybe is wearing armor, are both being borne down, down, down to the bottom of the lake. And for a moment, you are not threatened by this creature. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to get back to the boat.
Okay. All right. So yeah, it's pretty easy. I mean, you can break water and see that you're probably about 10 feet to one side. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I just want to get in the boat. Notice we're missing a cleric.
Yeah. Okay. So you can swim over. Lastgate, I assume, would help you in. Give me. Let's see. You can either make it an athletics or an acrobatics check for climbing in.
It's acrobatics, then.
Yeah. Climbing into a boat from being in the water is not the world's easiest thing.
Come on. A lot.
Yeah, I figured yours is pretty great. So yeah, Lastgate, you can say like Rick's head breaks the water about 10 feet to the side. He swims a couple strokes over and just kind of catapults himself into the boat. Yeah, there you go.
With your strength, I think I got this.
So yeah, any like a bonus action or anything there, Rick? Anything else you need to do?
Well, I guess first I'd be like, you know, where's Morden? Not really listening for a response. I'm going to just start rowing.
Oh God. Okay. You're going to start rowing. All right. So yeah, you guys will grab the oars and start going. Lastgate, it's your turn. What are you going to do?
Can I see Morden?
You can see where he was, but he has disappeared down into the darkness of the water. You could probably see that he kind of exploded and got big. You saw that it took up a lot of mass, but then with sinking down into that inky water, he has headed for the bottom. And you remember he was wearing heavy armor, and he's down there fighting that creature. It's okay. It's Gandalf style.
Can I see his light?
His light.
No, the hammer's at the end of the chain. Remember?
Yeah, hammer's all the way down at the with the yeah.
Okay. Well.
And Rick has grabbed the oars and is getting—he's starting to row the boat away.
Okay.
This is a wise decision.
Fuck. Okay, here's a question for me to Morden, really. Would I know of you having any kind of escape ability?
All things are possible through Morden's light.
Good answer.
Would I know any? I don't. I honestly, as a character, I wouldn't know that he's got a way out.
I mean, I negotiated with the dragon through faith.
I know, but I don't leave a man behind, dude.
Through faith, I don't go into things with so much as a plan.
What's going on, last game? What you doing?
Okay, I'm gonna look at the. I'm gonna think about the general area that I last saw him as he plunged into the waves to the last little spot that I could possibly see him underneath, and I'm going to dimension door to it.
Whoa, into the water.
Into the water.
Oh.
To the last spot that I saw him.
Okay. I guess, how far down are you going to try to go?
As far as I... wherever I could last see him sinking.
Okay. Okay, okay. So you're not trying to, like, go all the way down to the bottom or something like that?
No, just to where I...
Okay, dimension door, and you are going to find yourself immediately in this painful water that's kind of stinging and burning a little bit. It's dark, down way, way, way down below you and sinking fast. You just see this mass of armor and tentacles and some creature, but even up where you are, it's starting to grow a little dim as you float there in the water with a big breath. Rick, what you basically see is as you're starting to row, Lastgate just winks out.
I just stepped through a portal.
Just goes.
I'm alone on a boat.
Leaving Rick on the boat.
Only one out of the boat now, only one in it.
As he said, not leaving a man behind.
Three doors went into the water.
Last gate, any bonus actions, anything like that?
Movement, I'm just going to swim and grab onto Morden.
Okay, so you're trying to swim down.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wearing anything in terms of armor or anything like that. Okay, so you're trying to swim down. You're going to have some trouble catching him, but you're swimming after him. It's probably going to be next round before you get down to all those tentacles and all those everything. Hell yeah!
Do I need to do anything?
No. You're just swimming down. That's
not taking damage right now.
Not till your next turn comes around. You got to start your turn in the water to take
Sounds
damage.
Good.
Hell yeah! You see, I get from out at the end of the pier. You and Jamez can both see. The tentacles are gone. It looks like they got sucked down. You guys saw Morden just jump off the back of the boat, and the tentacles are gone. You're not even close enough to see him get big. And then Lastgate just winked out and went somewhere. So what you're looking at right now is Murdermead just hauling ass, rowing the boat as fast as he can back towards you guys. What's anything to do? Anything you going to try?
Look up at Yamez. Sigh very heavily.
He's at the dock, I believe.
Then I will yell out to Yamez.
Is there a bear? What?
Yamez, I think a lot of very terribly fucking bad decisions are being made.
Oh, that's a bumper sticker I want.
I have no counterpoint to that.
Yeah. Okay. And then
I want to scribble a little note on a crossbow bolt that's just basically, "Hi, how are you doing?" And I'm going to fire it out to Murdermead.
Just firing at Rick? Or?
Yeah, I'm just going to shoot a crossbow bolt over onto his boat with a little note tied to it. So, how's it going?
Okay, so yeah, make a
across the bow.
Yeah, why don't you make an attack there? Let's see.
If I get killed, crossbow bolt.
From an ally.
I'll
send you another one that says, "So you had a bad day."
There's four words I want to hear right now. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. I am trying to get my sheets.
I love you too.
No.
Never do that again.
I want a divorce.
That is a crit.
Oh, I was going to say.
Those are the words I want to hear. That is a crit.
All right. Let's see here. Oh, no.
Please be a nat 20.
No, it's a 16.
Ah, damn. So Rick, yeah, you're rowing back and like a crossbow bolt kind of pings into the side of the boat. When it comes back around to your turn, you're welcome to pluck it out and try to read it. Jamez, any you're out there on the edge of the pier. You see Rick is rowing back towards you, hauling ass. There's no last gate. You saw Morden jump over the side. What's up?
He's looking at the water. He's looking at the boat. He's like walking across the dock, just or the pier, whatever it is. He's just walking back and forth, just like water, you stupid monster, and then you're Morden.
I'm imagining a junkyard dog pacing back and forth, whining.
There you go. Let's see.
There's not a whole bunch.
Not much to do. Okay.
If the monster resurfaces, he'll take a shot at it with his crossbow.
Okay. All right. Creature here with Morden. First thing we need, Morden, is a wisdom save.
Okay. Okay. Okay, we can do this.
Probably a pretty good thing for you.
Maybe. There we go. 13. I don't like that.
Oh, 13. That is not good. Okay. Let's see what happens here. All right. You are charmed. You cannot take reactions. And you hear a voice inside your head that's kind of as if it's coming from a huge mouthed creature with many chins.
Is this
just
a spell?
What is this?
I don't think it is.
No, this is one of his abilities.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Here. Release me. Please get off my farm. And you are charmed, so you are going, when your turn comes around, you are going to try to get away from this creature. Let's see.
He did say please.
He did say please.
Quick question. Most times when telepathy is involved, there's the ability to respond through telepathy.
Let's see. And the target can communicate. Yeah, yes. The two of you can communicate telepathically over any distance.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Okay.
Now we can open up a dialogue.
None
of this whipping at each other with tentacles. Oh, sorry, I should be doing this in character.
Okay. All right, so that is his turn. And you are going to take... I almost forgot the damage.
Does he make a con save for the water?
You got to make a con save for the water, too.
I didn't mean to...
Half a moment. Oh, no. Okay, we'll do all the damage at once.
Now I roll an 18.
So that is... So you're going to take 14 psychic damage.
Okay.
And then what was your con save there?
21.
Oh, man, you guys are doing good in the water. That's good. And technically, I mean, you've only been in the water like 6 to 8 seconds, so it doesn't really matter. Okay, but so you are, yes, you are enslaved. You are charmed.
Another psychic question?
Yes?
When people are charmed, they often get saving throws against that charm effect when they take damage. Is that affected by the acid?
When you take physical damage, that will be the case.
Double damn.
And it is your turn right now, Morden. So if you would like to communicate with this creature that has enslaved you, you may do so. But you are enslaved. Thus, your first action would need to be to to attempt to get off of him.
Okay.
And he's large.
Okay, so I have to attempt to get off of him because of the charm.
Because of the charm first, so okay. Yeah. But you can communicate with him.
I will do that. For what reason have you attacked us? We seek only to recover this boat from the lake. Telepathically.
Yeah, and he can answer you very, very shortly. Just, the lake is mine. All that lives within it is mine. It's the Wusolo Wookie Chewbacca. Yeah, so he is... And it is when he communicates with you telepathically, I mean, it does hurt. He is an overwhelming psychic presence. Let's see. Legendary action. He just did that. He's not going to try to whomp you with his stuff. I'm assuming Lastgate the Owl is still flying around upstairs.
It's following Rick.
It's following Rick. Okay, just that's a good thing Rick. For me to know.
Yep.
Just to make sure.
Yeah.
I have to take my movement to get off of him, but there's no... I don't get to do anything else.
Let's see. You have to do what he tells you, I think. Let's see. Charm targets under the... Can't take reactions. Communicate telepathically. Oh, actually, that was the end of your turn, so you do get a chance to make a save.
Okay.
So you make the wisdom save again.
Ah! 12.
Man! Cleric not making the hot wisdom saves today.
Nope.
Okay. All right, Rick, you're back up.
Okay, I'm rowing.
Rowing.
I got nothing.
Yeah, you're rowing back towards, it's probably going to take you.
If I bring archers, oh, wait, no, I look at the arrow.
Oh, yeah, well, Helya, what did it say?
How you doing?
It says, how you doing?
Right back, like, not well, tentacle monster. Put on my crossbow and shoot it back.
Sure, you can take a shot.
We're the length of a football field away. You'd be shouting, but you can hear each other.
Yes, is it? please roll a crit.
Tell me how to communicate with my wife.
Okay, my mistake. I'm underwater. Ignore me. I'm charmed.
They're like the ropers with ranged weapons. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, take a shot.
God. Is this a disadvantage? How far away are we?
By now, like, after one round, you'd probably be somewhere between 60 and 75 yards away.
Okay, that's not very far at all.
No, it's not very far at all. It's a legitimate shot.
And this is where my dex shines. 24 to hit the pier, I guess, or wherever she's standing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are you specifically aiming at her, or just trying to like bury it in the sand at her feet?
Like maybe 10 feet away from her. Like,
okay.
I want to give enough distance that a stray shot won't, you know.
Yeah,
kill
yeah,
her,
yeah.
But close enough that she doesn't have to run around to get it.
Yeah. So yeah. Hell yeah. This thing will just come and bury itself about halfway in the sand at your feet on the lake shore. Lastgate, you are up.
And row as much as I can.
And row as much as you can. Lastgate, what you have seen, again, there's just a lot of bubbles, a lot of water. Oh, Lastgate, give me a con save at the beginning of your turn.
Yes, sir. That's pretty good. 14 plus. So 18.
Okay, feeling good. Still, but your lungs are starting to burn a little bit here. Okay, you can see there's a lot of bubbles. There's a lot of stuff going on where that what looks like that tentacle monster is, and then maybe you kind of a move as sort of the shiny armor starts to roll off of him, and you could probably, being you and being the master of mental magic and mind spikes and stuff that you are, you could maybe feel the residue of some mental magic going on. There is a powerful psychic presence here in the water with you. And even though it wasn't just speaking to you, it did just speak and it has exercised its power.
Well, hell. Can I get to Morden?
Could you get to him? You can swim that way. I don't know if you can get all the way to him. I mean, yeah, if you did sort of a swim dash, you probably could.
Oh, wow. I thought he was a lot closer than that. I mean, he just...
I mean, they were falling... they were heavily weighted creatures falling a long way away from you. I'll say you could get there with a swim dash.
Get back to the boat. Leave me. I'm beyond your help. I'm enchanted by evil.
I'll get to him with a dash.
Okay, you're gonna swim dash to him.
Oh, I got
bonus action.
No bonus action.
No bonus action. Okay, so yeah, you can get to him and kind of grab onto a giant strap of armor, and you get your suspicions are confirmed when you get close to him. Like, he has gone big. He is giant Moradin.
Yeah, I have no idea his condition. So.
Yeah. Hell yeah. The crossbow bolt kind of buries itself at your feet. What you gonna do?
Pick it up and read it.
Rick, did you write anything on it?
Yeah, not well, tentacle monster.
Not well, tentacle monster. So yeah, I'll say reading that is a free action. Anything else you want to do there, Helya?
Yeah. Okay. Have fun. Get back safe.
Okay. Oh, good to know. Let's see.
See you soon. Kissy face.
See you soon. Kissy face.
So how did everyone die? Well, there was an accident. We were texting, not paying attention. You know.
Would have been even better if she sent it back, because then she would have left you unread.
Yeah. Can you ghost someone with a crossbow? Let's see. Jamez, what you got?
Only if you kill him. Only if you kill him. He's finally started to take notice of this exchange between crossbows, and he gets an idea.
Oh no!
Yamez gets an idea. Oh no!
How far out are they?
By now, with Rick rowing as hard, wait, are you Rick in the rowboat? How far are they, or how far did you see the guys go under?
How far is Rick in the rowboat?
Rick in the rowboat's probably about 50.
Terrible...
Yeah, Rick in the rowboat's probably about 50. A really bad band. Probably about 50. Yes. They're probably about 50 yards away by now.
Okay, so that's 25. No,
150 feet.
Math is hard. Let's see. Does he have that much? Okay, so he is going to. He's gonna tie three sets of rope together.
Okay.
And attempt to fire that with a crossbow.
He's gonna attempt to fire how? So like 300 feet of rope?
150.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because it's the 50-foot length, so yeah. Okay, and what are you trying to do? Tell me.
He wants to be able to, like, grab that rope and pull it.
Made the boat out of bronze.
To assist Rick into...
Well, she shot the boat!
To assist Rick... You, in other words, you're trying to get a rope out to Rick to assist pulling him in. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So why don't take a shot and let's see. Don't roll too low.
Like, he doesn't need to pierce the boat with it. Like, he just needs to get the rope to me.
Yes, but he also is trying not to shoot you.
Well,
but if he does, so
them's the brakes.
Okay, so that's gonna be at disadvantage because it's over my shooting range. That's still going to be a plus 7, so that's still going to be a 25.
Holy crap. Yeah, I mean, at that, you could definitely sort of bring a crossbow bolt, at least if not at totally hitting the boat, within, like, reaching distance of Rick, if Rick wanted to just lean out of the water and grab it. Yeah, you could get it out there. So, So Rick, yeah, you as you're rowing, you kind of see a crossbow bolt sort of sailing towards you with a line attached to it. Shunk! It goes into the water right near the boat. When it comes around to your turn, I will let you choose if you want to grab it or not, or if you just want to keep rowing. All right. Any other actions, James? Bonus actions, movement, anything like that?
No. Okay. That is it.
All right. The creature. He's going to jet back up towards the surface with his movement. And let's see. He is also... he is also, Moradin, going to do... 14. He is also going to do another 14 psychic damage on you.
Rude.
Okay. But it is now your turn, so let's do a couple things. First of all, give me a con save.
Con save. 16.
Okay, so you guys are doing good on the con saves in the water. All right. Now, so still charmed by you, but the only command he gave you was get off me. So okay. It's not like he has said... Don't try to save yourself or swim. So what is you have free will as long as you don't jump back on him. What are you going to try to do?
That works for me. Can I can see last gate, correct?
He has grabbed you.
God, I hope so.
Yeah, okay. He has grabbed you. You can feel him. Yeah.
I'm going to gesture to him. I'm going to waggle my fingers. I'm going to point to me. And I'm going to slap one palm of my hand against the other in a forward straight arm motion and start. How close are we to the bottom of the lake?
You're very close to the bottom of the lake. You could probably very, very easily. Plus, you're still fully armored. If you wanted to, within a round, you could find your feet resting on the bottom of the lake.
All right. I'm going to swim towards the bottom of the lake and start running back towards the shore.
On the bottom of the lake.
At the bottom of the lake.
Okay. all right. If that's the end of your turn...
I am certain that's all I can do.
So, last gate, just a quick question. Do you need him to repeat that motion? To describe again what he just did?
Sure.
What is it again? Morden, it is...
Point at last gate.
You're pointing.
I'm going to waggle my fingers.
Okay.
Point at me. And then slap the heel of my palm against the heel of my other palm, and then jet my arm out in a straight motion, and then start swimming towards the bottom of the lake.
I'm hanging on to you, so...
Okay, hanging on. okay, and now you need to make a... you get to make your wisdom save at the end of your turn to see if you're
Seven.
Still charmed. Man! What is wrong with your wisdom dice? That is...
I don't know. I have not rolled.
It's a good thing you're not trying to turn undead tonight. That's something. Yeah. Okay. So taking off. Oh, by the way, what is so? As you say, when you get down to the bottom, you're swimming towards the shore, or you're walking on the bottom towards the shore.
Swimming towards the shore, just using my entire bulk to hit the ground as fast.
So, what is your swim speed when you are enlarged?
My speed does not change, actually.
Oh, swim speed does not change? Oh, no, okay.
No, no. I was counting on being really stupid heavy to get down to the bottom.
Which worked. I mean, that did work. Okay, so swim speed then becomes what?
My swim speed would be, I think it's half my normal speed, be 20, or sorry, 10 feet if you cut it, or if you round down by fives.
Okay, so, you know.
Yeah, not fast.
Not fast. Not fast. Okay. He's going to take a... So, Rick, as you look... a couple things happen here. It's not quite your turn yet, but as the crossbow bolt with the line on it slices the water within arm's reach of your boat, you also see back behind you where you were... Three tentacles burst out of the water again, back where you were, and they are writhing around as if searching, but they're a good 50-60 yards back behind you.
Searching, I don't care.
So yeah, they're searching around for you. Let's see. How would I do this? Rick, give me a what would it be?
Perception.
How about it? How about an intelligence check? Give me just an intel check.
Oh, that's gonna be so much better.
You'll roll better, but you have a worse bonus.
I have a zero bonus.
Yeah.
19.
That's 19. As the tentacles reach out and are reaching and searching around for the boat on the water that is no longer where it was a second ago, something is reaching out for you too psychically. You can feel it. It kind of passed over you. There is a feeling of, you know, maybe you very dimly through a great deal of echo and water here. Where? Let's see. Oh, give me, so are Morden, when you, this is just a point of procedure.
Sure.
When you jumped out of the boat with the chains, with all the mm-hmm. chains, that I'm assuming included the chains that had gotten hooked onto the wreckage as well. Yes.
Yes. Yes. That was,
so are you, so where are the chains now?
I had attempted, I didn't know if I could do this as part of the grapple check, but I was attempting to wrap the lake monster with the chains in order to slow it down so that they could get away in the
so bottom. What I need to know is you are not holding the chains right now.
No.
Okay, good. That's basically what I need to know there. Okay, owl still flying around up top, flying up ahead of up over Rick. All right, Rick, now it is your turn, Murdermead. You got an arrow with the rope on it floating in the water real close to you. You've got tentacles that just bursted up behind you. What are you going to do?
I'm going to stop rowing. I'm going to grab the rope.
Okay.
Is Yamez like holding the rope?
He can. I mean, right now last yes. round he just shot it. So he just took a shot. So yeah, the other end of the rope is by him, and when it comes to his turn, he can pull you in or help pull you in if he wants.
Because as soon as he is actually holding on to it, you know, where it's actually secure, mm-hmm. I want to start pulling on my end. Like, brace against the boat, try to, like, pull it along.
So there are multiple hitch points around the edge of the boat, because it is a rowboat.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll attach it to the rowboat.
Yeah, you can easily tie it to a thwart or something like that. Okay. You see tentacles, but you do not see any sign of Moradin or Lastgate. They are way, way, way underneath you.
So I have to be mumbling something about magic users jumping in water.
Oh, yeah.
Easy people.
Yeah. Okay, coming up on, this is the fourth round here. So Lastgate's, you've been underwater. Yeah, you've been underwater for 12 seconds. Not too bad.
I can hold my breath.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, easily. Lastgate, give me a con save.
Sure. Plus 14.
14, okay. That's not bad. You're only going to take 4 acid damage. Okay. Not bad at all. Okay, and you are now holding on to, I am assuming, well, actually, I shouldn't assume that. So you saw Moradin do his little pantomime. I clap my hands and I waggle my, and I go like this. And
I pointed it at Lastgate. I waggled my fingers, then right. pointed at me. Then I slapped my palm against the palm of my other hand and then jetted my arm out in a straight arm motion and then started heading for the shore.
So, Lastgate, what are you going to do? Are you hanging on? Are you casting a spell? What are you doing?
No, I'm hanging on.
You're hanging on.
The thing is, if I cast most of my spells are verbal. If I cast them underwater, I start drowning.
Yeah.
Because I only get one spell. So, I mean, I have a few backup just in case, but we're not being, like, assaulted right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my action and my movement to assist this movement as best
okay.
I can.
So you're going
to push him along and kick my leg, whatever I have to do to get him to keep moving.
Okay. Okay, so you're...
So if I have to hold my action to do that, or whatever I need to do, that's the only thing I got right now.
Do give me a... Let's see, I'll call this... I'll let you pick. Either acrobatics or athletics, whichever is better for you.
I'm so good at both.
Yeah, just don't roll too bad and get...
That's a... Well... I'm using my last luck.
Okay.
I don't want to. Oh, that's so good. I went from a 14 to a natural 20.
Okay.
21.
Okay, so yeah, so maybe you feel as like this giant takes off, you know, swimming towards the shore, and this mass of arms and legs moving, your hand maybe slips off a piece of slippery armor, but you grab another place, and just you're just hanging on for dear life while you swim with your other arm. Yeah, you guys are going to try to make some time.
Would that be my action to assist him with this?
To assist, yeah, to try to increase his speed.
That's what I got going. Bit.
Or at the very least, try to not be a drag, I think.
Exactly.
Helya, what's up? You are seeing now that Jamez seems to have the other end of a rope at the very end of the pier. That Rick seems to have the other end of that rope out in the boat, and there, you know, Jamez is going to try to drag him in. Still no sign of Lastgate. Still no sign of Morden. What you going to do?
I will pack up my crossbow and I'll go hoof it down to the end of the dock.
Okay, yeah, that's going to be a dash, but yeah, you can get down there to the end, and you see Jamez there, just kind of, he's grabbing one end of the rope and straining, pulling. Jamez, what are you doing?
He is, I'm assuming that at this point he sees that Rick has
the other end, the rope, right? Yeah, his turn was first.
And he's attached it.
Yeah, so you guys are just hauling ass on it?
Jamez just starts pulling. He pays no never mind to anything else but pulling.
Okay, so pulling hard. And Rick, definitely you would notice this is faster than rowing. You're making a little wake in the back. Jamez, what's your strength again?
Hold on.
Just raw score.
16.
Yeah, so you're pulling hard. He's, you know, the it's, you got to be careful because it's almost like the front of the boat, the prow almost sort of goes down a little, sinks a little with the pull. But yeah, this is faster than rowing, definitely, and he is already much closer. Let's see. Put a little up. Surely, Rick, you wouldn't notice this because you're faced the wrong way. Jamez and Helya, both give me a perception check.
Okay.
16.
25. So, yeah, both you guys would notice the three tentacles have sunk back underneath the water, but you would notice as you watch them go, they were already starting to move in the direction of the rowboat. So they're like, they were sort of coming this way, but they've sunk under the water.
Oh, goody.
Let's see. So what's his speed? Hold on. Let's see what my boy's speed is here underwater. Oh, man. Oh, no, that's sorry. His speed is 40 feet underwater. Okay, so I just need to make a note of that. And here he comes. Okay, Morden, give me a con save.
Okay. 7 this time.
Jeez. Okay, so your dice have just gone bad.
Yep.
Well, it's not bad. It's only 3 acid damage.
Okay.
So yeah. And I assume you're just trying to haul ass. You're just trying to go,
yeah,
go, go.
Yeah, just
okay.
Dash. My hope was that by hitting the ground, that would give me enough leverage that I was not needing to use my swim speed.
I mean, you're kind of, as you're describing it to me, you're kind of trying to swim run, sort of. So I mean, I'm willing to split the difference, you know, because you are in definitely underwater. I would call that difficult terrain.
Okay.
But yeah, you're unimpeded. And give me a wisdom save.
18.
All right, you are no longer charmed. The veil is lifted, and you are not communicating. The last thing you remember telepathically sensing from your host was, "Ah, there you are." And yeah, the link has been broken.
And that's the end of my turn.
And that's the end of your turn, yeah, because you are no longer charmed, but away you go. And not only is that the end of your turn, that is where we are going to take a short break here as we head into our intermission. I know there's a lot going on. We're trying to get Rick off the water. We're trying to get Murdermead, and everybody seems to be on the run from the tentacle monster, but we are going to take a little bit of a break just right here, a quick intermission. We will be back in just a second for the second half, and we hope that you will certainly join us when we do that. But before we go for the intermission, we like to do what we always like to do, which is we would like to try to raise your awareness a little bit of a really cool group that we are fond of, and that's stackup.org, stackup.org, stackup.org. A terrific organization that works with both active duty military and veterans through the gaming community. And we are big supporters of theirs in terms of the supply crate drops they do, where they get both new and used game supplies to soldiers that are in forward positions. Really helps out with morale. It really helps out with community building. They also fly veterans back and forth to cons in the United States. And also, they do 24/7 counseling. They can put you in touch with people who can help you out if you are dealing with something, whether it's PTSD, a little bit of stress, maybe it's financial issues and you're trying to negotiate the VA system, whatever it happens to be, via Discord. Again, thanks to the folks at Discord. They have 24/7 counseling through their Overwatch program, STOP, their Overwatch program. And if you would like to find out more about this, if you'd like to find out how to make either a cash donation or a game supplies donation, or how to be an Overwatch program counselor yourself, there's ways to go about that that start on their website. And so we would urge you to go over there and check out stackup.org, stackup.org. Check them out. And after intermission, we hope you'll come back and check us out for part two. And we are back. Okay, before we jump right back into the rounds, we've got a lot going on in the water here. I do just want to remind folks, especially if you are not a regular D&D player, if you're just a listener, I know that you're probably listening and going, wait a minute, this is crazy. How could they possibly hold their breath this long? This is not... If you're not a regular D&D player, just want to remind you that even though I am going person by person by person by person for the sake of organization, in a round, all the turns are actually happening simultaneously. So Jamez is shooting the arrow while they're swimming back, while they're all this going. So we think in terms of rounds. And a round, as crazy as it sounds, is only about 6 seconds long. So in terms of being under the water and holding their breath, we're almost all the way through the fourth round here. So since the whole fight started, since the first tentacles busted up through the water, even though it's been about an hour of gameplay, only about 24 seconds have actually passed. So if you're sitting at home and you're listening, you're going, wait a minute, how are they doing this breath-holding thing? The actual rule in D&D is that you can hold your breath. I believe it's your 1 minute plus your con mod, right, guys? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So they're not even close. This whole thing has taken about 24, 25 seconds. So that's actually how this is working. Just wanted to be clear on that for folks who are probably sitting at home going, wait a minute, I call yak feces on this. So that's how we're doing it. All right, let's get back into the water. So, last we left, Rick is, and Jamez are pulling each other in as fast as they possibly can. There is people under the water. The creature has located what we think is Rick in the boat and headed toward them. We are up to Moradin. We're up to your round. So let's start off first by making a con save.
Okay. 11. Ooh, not great.
That's not great. Gonna take Gonna take 6 acid damage there.
Okay.
From being in the water.
Still not bloodied.
Still not bloodied. Yeah. You've taken some psychic. You've taken some acid. All right. So you are, I assume, doing a double move back towards the shore.
You betcha.
Okay. Heading on. And again, you're sort of doing that half run, half swim thing along the bottom of the lake, and it's murky. It's hard to see where you're going, but you definitely can get a sense that maybe, just maybe, the ground is getting a little firmer under your feet. The water is definitely getting a little shallower. Certainly not to the point where you can pop your head out. But you definitely are not in the depths of the water anymore as you head towards it. And you can feel that Lastgate, who is still obviously standard size, is hanging on to your armor there out the back. Any sort of bonus action you want to do or anything?
Not really anything that I can do.
Okay.
Just really running.
Just hauling ass. Okay, all yep. Right. Let's see. Not a legendary action. Last gate, it's hard to check in, but I'm assuming the owl is still following Rick?
Yes.
Okay.
For the time being, the owl will still be just flapping along.
And you are in no way seeing through him or anything like that?
Not unless I use my action, too, right. Which I'm not at the moment.
Okay. So, Rick, it is your move. You are, I assume, are you hauling on the rope too? Or are you letting yourself be hauled? Where are you looking? What are you doing?
No, I'm definitely yanking on that rope. I'm just trying to get to shore at this point. Yeah. I'm going to assume the magic users who, without saying anything, just jumped into the water, have some sort of plan. I mean, obviously.
Otherwise, why would they? Yeah.
Being intelligence and wisdom based, you'd think, surely, there's a follow through.
Okay.
I'm going to trust their judgments, because, you know, I believe in them.
Okay.
As a true teammate.
I will say this, as you sort of haul on the ropes and you're getting closer, you're probably getting to within 50 or so feet of Jamez and Helya on the end of the pier. You see them as they look at you and they look out at the boat. And their eyes get a little large, and they are not looking at you, they are looking behind you. So, hold on to that image for a second.
I assume they've just seen Moradin and Lastgate coming out of the water triumphant.
That's probably it. Lastgate, what you doing?
Who's got the cape?
What, the cape of the Monobank?
Yeah.
That would be me.
Okay.
And I used it.
And he used it. That's how he got under the water.
All right.
I thought you cast a spell.
Oh, no. I used it to get in water. Okay, so from what I can see, this creature is not following us?
You do not see a creature or sense a creature following you, no.
Okay. I am going to... point... like tap Moradin as I'm pulling behind him, and I'm gonna put my hand in front of his face and start making the like upward thumb motion, hoping he'll understand to start going up.
Okay.
If he can. He's huge, and I mean he can carry more weight now too, so hopefully he can swim upwards.
He's also
armored.
I'm gonna
begin pulling us, like attempting to pull him up. I know I'm not gonna help in that endeavor, but I'm trying to get him
the 2,500 pounds of more.
We need to go to the surface. That's what I'm going to do.
And give me a con save as well.
Sure. That's 7.
Ooh, that one hurts. Let's see. Oh, I rolled bad. That's only 4 acid damage. Okay. Let's see. You guys are trying to stick your hand, get Moradin's attention, need to go up, giving him the universal diver symbol for up,
yep.
Up.
I'm pulling on and trying to get him to go up.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You are on the pier, and you see the boat is coming in. Like more, Jamez is pulling on it hard enough that he's created a wake behind it. But as you stand there and watch, 3 tentacles erupt from the water, not 10 feet behind Rick. And you can't tell if he sees them or not. but they have busted out of the water probably about 50, 60 feet from you. You could take a shot if you wanted.
Yeah, I am going to scream at Yamez to get him out of the water now. I am going to pull the crossbow out and fire off two shots.
Take a
at
shot.
The tentacle.
Take a shot at a tentacle.
Tentacle. 25.
That'll hit.
7 piercing on the first shot.
7 piercing
and then
on the first.
A 22.
22 will also hit. They're big. They're not hard
second.
To hit. Okay. Yeah, that does some damage. And yeah, you will just... Oh, you will absolutely see those tentacles writhe in pain. You've definitely hit them. And you're screaming, get him out. Get him out now. Let's see. Legendary action. I'm going to try to take a crash on the boat. Let's go with this, with my tentacles.
Big husband.
Tentacle, tentacle, tentacle. Here we go. Are you kidding? Well, no, that one. So one tentacle hits. So what is one tentacle?
I can take one tentacle.
One tentacle.
Well, it's hitting the boat, right?
Yeah, it's hitting the boat.
The boat can take one tentacle.
Okay. The boat gets rocked. Rick, I need another dex save.
Okay, but this time I'm going to be fine.
I'm sure.
Desperately hang on to that rope, though. Yeah. I'm so good, it's not even funny. What does 29 get?
Holy crap, you surf it. Yeah, you just up and it makes kind of a wave and you stand up and surf. But you mentioned, I have to ask, are you trying to hang on to the rope or are you trying to hang on to the boat?
If the boat rocks so hard that I fall out, I'm abandoning the boat. And
okay.
I'm not letting go of this. This is my life.
I can make another boat.
We can make another boat.
Boats.
All right, Jamez, what you doing?
Only one Rick.
Here's hell yeah. Tell him to get him out. What do you think I'm doing?
Yeah, and you see the tentacles behind one crashes into the boat. Yeah, he's probably about 30, 40 feet from you now.
Dwarves going in water. There's no need for us to go in water. He's just pulling.
He's about to die.
Okay, pulling in. He's almost to you. Rick's almost to the pier there. And it's creature's turn. All right, here comes my tentacles on the boat.
I will bonus action rage, though.
Oh, you're going to bonus action rage. Okay.
As I'm like, as he's just like the last, you know, he's just like, ah!
Okay, here comes tentacles on the boat. Let's see. That's a hit. Second tentacle's a miss. Third tentacle's a hit. So two tentacles hit. That's might be it for the boat. Let's see. Hold on.
The boat. Don't rock the boat.
Don't rock the... Oh, come on. Ones and twos? Give me a break.
That's what I like to hear.
Rick, you're going to give me another deck save.
Okay. I don't think I can crit again.
Yeah.
Oh,
believe in yourself.
God. I hovered on that one way too long. Then it rolled to a 19.
Oh, man. Okay, so yeah, you're surfing. You're standing up. And you can feel this thing. It's not just the tentacles that are bashing you. There's a psychic malevolence. There's a, come here, you interloper. Oh, this thing wants you so bad. It blames you. Helya and Jamez, make a perception check.
I also want you to know I rolled a 2 on that wild search table.
Oh, okay. Which, how many hit points you taking from him?
No, that's one.
Ah, that was what I was hoping for. Yeah, Helya and Yamez, give me perception checks, both of you.
Absolutely.
17, very good.
24.
24, okay, both of you would notice that on one of the tentacles that was bashing the boat, it does seem to have some of Morden's chains wrapped around it. So you would see a flash of metal in the moonlight there as it attempted. Moradin, first of all, you see Lastgate kind of tries to rub his hand in front of you. Oh, first, Moradin, give me a con save.
Of course.
Sure. You're under the water.
10.
Ooh. Wow. Okay, hold on. 6 more acid damage there.
Okay.
So yeah, you see Lasgate kind of try to wave his hands in front of your face. Are you going to respond to that, do anything different, or just like keep trying to make time towards the shore?
While making my bounding strides.
Yeah.
I'm going to see just how much buoyancy I can achieve with my, you know, 2,500 pound self.
So it's not really a buoyancy as much as it is sort of a you take a big bouncy stride up and hell yeah, you would definitely notice this as you're sitting there. You're shooting at the tentacles, but back near where you were on the shore, about 40 feet out, a big gigantic Moradin head like breaks the water, and you just see him go and back down a little bit. So you can break the surface.
I'm gonna just keep running then,
and just keep running. So yeah, and hell yeah, it's almost like, did I just see what I just was? That Moradin with his head the size of a parade balloon and just breaking the surface.
Blow up in size before,
and just yeah.
Yeah, that would definitely be like startling, like right beside her, just this big dwarf head, like.
And Moradin, I'll say when you do break the surface, I mean, you can either take a big breath, or you would have time to yell something if you wanted to yell it. So I'll give that to you on your turn.
No, I'm just.
Yeah, just a big.
Just gonna haul dwarven ass.
Hauling dwarven ass. Okay, let's see. Legendary action, going for the boat again. Ooh, that's a crit on the boat.
Let's see.
Oh yeah, that's a lot of die. Okay, so Rick, give me a dex save. This is kind of, you want to make this one.
That's less good. But it's still a 16. I've got a plus 9.
Okay, so yeah, these tentacles just come down and bash the boat, which is just wrecked beyond. You're gonna basically, Jamez gives a gigantic heave, and you are actually in the air as these tentacles are groping for you. You're flying towards the pier, flying towards Jamez. He's got you in the air like a kite. And we're going to see on your round if you can land clean. We're not quite there yet. Owl, okay, just watching Rick do that. Legendary action. No, he's just bashed that boat. Okay, Rick. This is you. You're flying through the air. You have escaped the tentacles. Let's see what kind of landing you can do. Acrobatics.
Okay, I got this.
I bet your acrobatics is good.
How hard could this be?
Acrobatics is good.
Oh, fucking. It gives me a total of 10.
Ooh! Okay, so yeah. Jamez and Helia, you see Rick do this really, really cool, like he spins in the air, does kind of a Greg Louganis half gainer, twists the rope around his waist, and then comes up about 5 feet short of the pier to splash right in the water right in front of you. He just miscalculated the distance to the pier there, but he is right there. Let's see, Lastgate, what you gonna do?
Okay, so what's my current situation?
You and so you basically you were part of that. You saw when Moradin basically did kind of a leaping moonwalk bound up, and his head broke the water for just a second, and he was able to, and now he's back down and chugging for the shore.
Okay, so if I let go of him and start swimming up, can I get to the?
Could you break the surface? Yes.
Can I break the surface? Could I break the surface and then be able to see Moradin below me?
Ooh, I think the water is shallow enough. You would definitely, you would definitely still have a sense of where he is, if that's what you're asking. Because I mean, it was just what, 4 seconds ago when he
I
did this.
I need sight on him, so I would not have sight on him.
Yeah, I mean, the water is very dark and murky.
Sorry,
yeah.
Left my flaming hammer back. At
yeah, if he had some sort of wreckage. Light source on him, that would, you know, yeah, that would. Oh my gosh, is the flaming hammer now around with the chain?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. Okay, so last
I can
game.
Make
what,
another one.
What are we doing?
I wanted Morden to swim up, and he didn't swim up and stay on the surface, so I'm yeah. sticking with him.
He just kind of bounded. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I figured you would be able to keep yourself buoyant enough with how strong you are.
So, Helya, you see that. You see Rick just come flying through the air. Looks like he's going to make this beautiful, like, hero landing right on the pier. And he just sploosh about 10 feet in front of you.
I guess I also need to make a con save.
Oh, yes, that's right. You're still in the water. Con save.
That's a dirty 20.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. You're good. You're good. Again, we're at about 36 seconds in the water, so you guys are still... Well, and actually that clock would start over again for Morden because he just broke the water and was able to take a breath. Helya, what you going to do?
Shoot thing more?
Okay, yeah, you can see it. You got shots, and you know you hit it with those two crossbow
28.
Bolts, and it hurt. That hurts. Go ahead. Go ahead on.
Eight piercing. Oh, God. 29.
Yeah, that hits.
I'm walking my way up to a crit. 11 just, piercing.
Yeah, you're just peppering it. And definitely, you're probably buying Rick some time. You're probably taking its brain off him for a second. Let's see.
Working on it.
Legendary action. Can I reach the pier yet? Ugh, not quite. I'm going to try to bash that pier in a second, but I can't right now. Let's see. Jamez, what you doing? Rick has splashed in the water right in front of you, about 10 feet in front.
Oh, he's dropping the rope.
Just going to haul him up? Okay, yeah.
No. He's not hauling him up. He's just dropping the rope. He's
Rick's on his
enough.
Own now.
Oh, yeah. Rick's on his own now. Okay. So what you going to do?
He's going to take... Two shots.
Taking two shots on the creature. Yeah, take two shots on the... Yeah, there you go.
Does a 22 hit?
Oh, yes.
For... That's 10 damage.
Okay.
And the second one... is a 19 to hit.
Yes, indeed.
For another 8 damage.
Another 8 damage. Doing some damage on it. He is not happy getting his appendages all shot up. All right.
And then he is going to poof, teleport off the pier.
Oh, where are you teleporting to?
Just 30 feet back.
30 feet back. That's not
back towards land.
That ain't the dumbest thing you done today. Yeah, there you go. Nice.
Bam. Gone.
Yeah. Poof, poof.
What, me?
Let's see. Critter, I'm going to move towards the pier, and I got Helya on the pier. I got Rick in the water. I'm going to start, let's see, Helya, I'm going to bash at you because you're shooting me. Three tentacles.
Oh,
that's a two. That's not going to work.
Fuck.
Hey, does a 19 hit Helya?
Yeah.
Okay, so two tentacles just bash the hell out of you. Let's see, that's going to be...
I'm on the pier.
She's out at the edge of the pier.
That's what she's like.
Yeah. This is what I think it
that's
is.
That's why John has got them out of there.
A bit exposed.
It is not limited to the water.
Let's see. So, Helya, you're going to take 15. And that's going to be bludgeoning damage. And then you are going to give me a dex save.
Dex save. 9.
Oh my god. Okay.
No, wait. I'm going to use my indomitable.
So what's that going to give you?
Let's see. She can use this feature twice between long rests. If you do so, remake a saving throw, and then I have to use whatever that roll is.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
19.
Oh, there you go. Nice. So yeah, these one of these tentacles just like writhed all over you, like it was trying to grab you and pull you back in the water, and you sort of did a cartwheel out of the way, But that thing wanted you. And again, the same thing the other guys felt like. These tentacles, they're not just tentacles. There is a psychic thing that's reaching out for you. Come to mine. Come. Let's see. That was my guy. Moradin, you're swimming. Your head and chest break the water, and you can stand up now, and the water's probably about at your neck.
And probably still need to make that con save.
You still need to make the con save to start the round, but yeah.
12.
Okay.
Hopefully I'm just getting all these bad rolls out of the way now.
Yeah. Ooh, I rolled good. That's 6 more acid. Okay. But you break the surface, and you can see the shoreline's probably about 30 feet in front of you. You could kind of shift from swimming to really, really serious trying to run through the breakers there.
Okay. I'm gonna do exactly that, and I'm gonna touch myself up with a healing word as I have the ability to speak now.
Healing, yes, that's true. Healing word.
8 hit points.
There you go. Hey, every little bit. Legendary action. Here comes the tail bash. Hell yeah.
Shit.
15, hell yeah?
No.
No, okay. This big, huge tail comes and bashes, but it misses you. Owl still flying around.
I'm going to have the owl. Is it close enough to fly over and hit a tentacle?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's right there at the pier. All this is happening right out there at the end of the pier.
Can a dive bomb do a flyby on one of the tentacles, give her advantage, and then fly up?
Give her advantage. Okay. Let's see. Rick, we're back to you. You're in the water about 8 feet short of the pier.
Okay. How close am I to the monstrosity?
I mean, the tentacles are all around you. It's the same sort of thing. Like, the tentacles are bashing it. You see Helya. Jamez has popped away, so he's back farther down the pier. But you see Helya out there on the edge of the pier, and she was taking crossbow shots. She just took a shot from a tentacle. It tried to grab her. She got away. All this is happening literally right in front of your face.
All right. I'm just going to come up the pier with my monkey fists.
Okay.
Fast hands, whatever you want to call it. Second story work, that's what it's called.
Sorry. Yeah. You can jump up on that pier easy.
And then I'm going to pull out a crossbow. I'm going to shoot the tentacles.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to be really sad that I don't have the man.
Okay, go for it.
Probably hits, though. 22 to hit?
Oh, yeah.
Good lord, sir.
Yeah, except the damage isn't going to be very impressive. It's just a D8 plus mod, so...
10, okay. Yeah, you guys are pin cushioning him pretty good. All right, anything else, Rick? Bonus actions, anything like that? Oh, you did start your turn in the water, so give me a con save.
Oh, damn it. On con. That's decent. What is that, 15?
Okay, yeah, you're good. All right, so if no more bonus actions, anything like that. Lastgate, your head busts out of the water too when you see that Moradin can now stand up, water at neck level, and is sort of surging, trying to surge towards the water.
Now that we're both out of the water, I wasn't sure when he was going to emerge, but I would be shouting as I heal myself, "Haste! I was trying to say cast haste."
I see. I didn't get that either.
Verbal.
That's, you guys got to have a sign for that. Yeah.
It's verbal. I would have started drowning in lost concentration. I couldn't.
We've been out of the water in a round.
Oh, I thought you were saying that jumping into the water was a waste. That's what I thought you said.
That's the thing about drowning is if once I use that spell, I start drowning.
Yeah, but
you got a number of rounds.
All right, Lastgate, what you doing?
A number of rounds, you can survive.
With my head out of the water, how many, when I look over and see all these tentacles going around, is there a point at which there is like multiple tentacles with none of my allies, like within them?
Well, I mean, everything's kind of happening on the edge of the pier. So basically, you can see Rick and Helya at the very edge of the pier, filling this thing up with crossbows. But okay. These three tentacles are writhing all around the edge of the pier, every now and then taking a swing at him.
Okay, I am going to.
You would all actually give me a perception check too, Lastgate.
Sure.
If you're looking over there.
Natural 20.
Ooh, okay. You would definitely notice that one of these tentacles has Morden's chain wrapped around it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to reach into my waterlogged bag. I'm going to take out my spell component pouch. I'm going to grab some components and throw them out in the air and cast Fireball.
Ooh.
And I'm going to put it to where it's not going to damage my allies, but try to hit as many tentacles as possible.
Try to blast a tentacle. Okay,
maybe
what's my
air?
Yeah, what's my save on that?
That's a dexterity saving throw.
That's not my best thing.
DC of 16.
Ooh, that is definitely not my best thing. Okay, 16. Let's see, do I have advantage on saves against magic? I do not. All right. I need good here. Ooh, that's a 2. All right, what kind of damage do I take?
How long's the pier again, Joel?
It's about 60 about 60 feet out.
Okay.
So you are long. You're past it.
Okay. I meant how if I were to run up onto the shore and then circle back around and run along the pier, how much distance are we talking?
Ooh, you're talking like a dash and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works for me.
Yeah.
From the back of Morden, 36 points of fire damage.
36 points.
Yeah, I rolled a 4 sixes and 3 threes and a 4.
Nice.
It's pretty good.
Yikes.
Can we just appreciate that for a moment? From the back of Morden?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Helya, yeah, what you doing? You just saw this fireball explode. Close enough that like you could feel the heat from it, but it barbecued a couple of those tentacles hard.
Okay.
This thing is looking very Elmer Fudd.
Can I see what it is in the light?
Can you see what it is in the light? What?
As the fireball explodes, does the light illuminate the general body of this thing?
You can see that it looks kind of like a gelatinous mass right under the water. It's certainly not like an octopus or something like that. Hard to discern any sort of face or anything, but it's definitely a three-tentacled creature with a tail that is attached to some sort of like Jabba-looking thing.
Okay. Well, nightmare fuel. You could just say it's...
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
It's quite literally an eldritch horror.
Mm-hmm.
So I will take my first shot with it at advantage.
Okay.
Ooh,
15. 15 does not hit.
Damn. That was a 13 and a 15. Mm. All right. So then I will take my second shot. That's 27.
That does hit.
All right. That is 13 plus... let's do a 1d8 superiority die. It's an additional 2 piercing from the superiority die, and I am going to use.
Oh, here comes some fighter stuff.
Yeah. A distracting attack. Or distracting strike.
Okay.
When you hit the creature with the attack, you expend 1 superiority die, giving your allies an opening. You add the superiority die to damage attack. The next attack roll against the target by an attacker other than you has advantage.
Gotcha. All right.
So setting that up for either Rick or Yamez.
Uh-huh.
And that will end my turn.
Okay. So what was it? What was total damage on that?
Total damage on that was 15 piercing.
Whew, nice. Man. All
Sniper.
Right.
This is... He's,
and I'm going to cartwheel backwards.
Tentacles are bloody and nasty. Okay, so you are moving? Where are you going? You're heading back?
Running backwards down the pier.
You're taking your full movement? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Jamez, you're up, and you have advantage if you want it.
Thank you, Helya.
You're welcome.
So he's going to take that advantage and take a shot. Thank goodness that was an advantage. We're looking at a 26.
That definitely hits.
And that's going to be 9 plus 3 is 12 plus another 2. I keep forgetting to add stuff. 15 damage.
Oh, okay.
Is that it? Did I hit the mark?
You definitely hit. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take another shot.
Just take a shot. This might do it. Let's see.
Oh, God, that's so close. Another 26.
That'll hit, definitely. You could do it.
8 plus 3 is 11 plus 2, so 13.
Oh. So you guys hear a scream, a psychic scream in all your heads of, no, and the tentacles stiffen up in the air and then collapse onto the pier, bashing the pier as those of you on the shore look and see Jamez running back towards the shore as one tentacle crashes the pier behind him. Then a second one crashes the pier behind him. Then a third one crashes the pier behind him as he jumps and makes it back to the shore. And this, there's just a mass of goo out at the end of the pier that is motionless. And I will take us out of rounds. What do you guys want to do?
Morden is going to head over to the chain that was wrapped around the tentacle.
Ah, yes. Okay, so yeah, you go out on the... Do you go out on the wreckage of
the boat with him?
That's what I'm hoping.
I mean, you can see where the wreckage of the boat is. There's basically out at the end of what was the pier. Now, at this point, you can see there is this dead... large, just monstrosity, awful-looking thing. Then there is the wreckage of the boat, and then there is the chains wrapped around some of the tentacles. It's all sort of there as one thing. So
I'm just gonna try and haul as much of that onto the shore as possible.
Okay. Yeah, with your strength now, which has got to be just insane. What is it?
Well, my strength doesn't change. It just gives me advantage on strength checks, and it increases my carrying capacity to double.
Interesting. Okay. So yeah, you give a wrench on it, and it takes maybe one of the tentacles, like, that's fried and crispy, broken, actually sort of comes off from the thing. But you are able to sort of fight your way through this wood and this wreckage. And those of you who have been in the water, you are chilled to the bone. You're a little smoky.
That does remind me. I would cast protection from energy on myself to alleviate some of that acid damage.
Okay. You're able to pull, like, a tentacle, the wreckage of the boat, and the chain into the shore. There's still a lot of the chain out in the water, though.
Yeah, I'm going to just start hauling that in while they're processing
and the rest
the trauma
of,
that
yeah.
we just suffered.
And the rest of you, are the rest of you guys doing anything while Morden sort of just kind of pulls the fishnet in? What you going to do?
I'm collecting my rope.
Collect. That's good. Yeah, get your rope.
Bringing out my robes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. Nice shot.
And Hidge comes running down from the house. Just by the way, these tentacles are just peppered. They're pincushioned with all these crossbow bolts. Hidge comes running down from the house. He's got a torch. He's, oh my lord! Oh, what was that thing? Oh my god! And you can hear from up at the house. You can kind of hear Cora's voice, too. I told you, but you wouldn't believe me. And you know, quickly, Hidge runs back up to the house and gets a big bunch of firewood, brings it down two arms, and puts his torch to it. And before you know it, right there on the beach, there's a big roaring fire. real close that you guys can, who've been in the water, can get close to and maybe start to dry off. You're, oh my God, get out of those clothes quickly. Oh, God knows what's in that water. Oh, no. But you, all your attention is turned because you look over at Morden and you hear suddenly a scraping sound as he pulls in a big hunk of his chain, and the now giant-sized Moradin pulls up what looks like some pieces of an old, old metallic boat.
No fucking way that worked.
That has become tangled in the chain.
As a joke, it'll like take out a piece of licorice and bite into it and cast haste on him.
And suddenly he pulls in the last bit really fast.
Yeah, there you go.
And the chain is all in. Yes. This boat, the pieces of this boat that you seem to have pulled in, it's obviously a mix of wood and a lot of metal. A lot of the wood seems to have been eaten away, but there is still some in some places, like on the gunwales and thwarts. But there's a lot of metal to it too. It has obviously taken, it's been down there a while. There's some discoloration from whatever it was. But yeah, it's up on the shore.
Yamez nudges Helya. I didn't think that would work either.
I just look to Yamez. I'm just like pointing to it. I'm like, what are the fucking chances? That's like one in a million.
They got lucky, that's for sure.
It was not luck. It was Moradin's will.
Oh, no, it wasn't Moradin.
I definitely felt some luck on that one. You are a crazy bastard.
Well, that's a word for it.
Oh.
Nothing was in the boat here anyway. Luck.
What was in the boat?
I don't know.
Well, let's have a look.
He
kind of just
there.
Trots. He kind of just trots over there.
See, like five dwarf heads, like.
Yeah.
Blup, 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 blup.
Yeah, so who else going over to examine the boat?
I think we all are.
Oh, everybody yeah. is.
I didn't go through all this to not look at a boat.
So everybody, give me, and this would be an investigation check. Everybody, give me investigation.
Hooray! Guidance. That's my favorite.
Who's getting guidance?
I'm giving guidance to Last Gate.
Okay, that makes sense.
Investigation checks?
Natural 20!
Nice.
Oh God, I got a nat 1.
Okay. I got a 19.
I got a 2. So
looks like a boat. Yeah,
that's a boat.
Murder me and Jama's just looking at it going, yeah, it looks like a boat. Yeah. So a natural 20 for Helya, 19 for Morden. What you got there, Last Gate?
Hold on, I'm mathing real quick. 33.
Holy crap.
Roll a 19 plus a 4 on the guidance plus my voice. 10 on investigation.
Okay. So.
And a natural 20. Fuck yeah, guys.
You also notice that Hidge has come over. It's like, I don't believe it. Look at that. Young Master Filney's boat. Huh. Never thought I'd see that again. And Last Gate, as you look at the boat with your incredibly high investigation check, you can sort of, in not here in physical space, but in your mind's eye, you can almost reconstruct the pieces and see how it would all fit together as a single boat, even though it's in pieces now.
I'm assuming Helya also sees this, since she
not as good as you, but yeah, you almost like reconstruct it like a moving blueprint in your mind, and what you and I think Helya, maybe Moradin too, with his sense of dwarven construction and you know, forge priest, you can see a section of it where it's just too clean from the other section. And you guys watched Lastgate as he bends down there on the lake shore, and he runs his hand along one edge of one of the sections. And you know, this boat was cut. This boat, at some point, somebody sabotaged it or sliced it. This was not done by natural means. Somebody took a tool and did some cutting on this boat. Very likely, whoever was the last person in it was never gonna get where they were going.
Huh. I'm totally, by the way, nerding out right now and like trying to point out all these little things to Helya, hoping she is getting this. Like trying to reconstruct it by like talking through it, you know?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Cut boat. Sabotage. Totally.
Right? Lastgate, it's not, I mean, your role was so high. It's not like somebody would have seen it. It's not like, you know, somebody would have gotten it. Oh, I got to piece the boat together before I go. But you can tell that maybe if somebody were, let's say, in a frantic state or in a hurry or in an emotional situation, it's very possible they could have jumped into it and started rowing and never noticed that anything was amiss. And your brain goes back to that dream you had of being in that pyroclastic cloud and rowing with ash falling around you and smoke and acrid steam everywhere, and that sense that you were sinking, that the boat was filling up with water, and you were way too far away from land to do any good at all.
So
now Moradin knows this, but he does not know this to the same degree. He can just recognize that
you definitely see. You're like, cut. wait, that edge is too straight. This has been worked on with tools. You would definitely, especially as a forge priest, you would be able to tell that.
I'm going to walk right up to the cut, and I'm just going to run my thumb across the edge and think for a moment. Then I'm going to look up at the rest of them, and I'm going to say, "This was murder."
But that actually is a pretty good place to take a pause here, folks. It's been a night of combat, and we thank you for sticking with us. We certainly hope that you will make the choice to hang with us again, be back with us next time. As always, our primary hope is that you are healthy and happy and safe wherever you are, and we hope that you will see fit to join us next week again at this time as the plot thickens and the mystery deepens here with Murder in Mirabar.